Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you and I.
Check, check. One. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 2024. And some way, somehow, we are still doing Christmas episodes.
Yes.
What is going on? I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, a.k.a. Angry Greg. I am not happy one bit. I tried my best to pass this sickness I had to you, so we wouldn't have to do this episode, but we got to record every week.
Great. And I'm the one that sounds nasally, not you. How did that happen?
So I was sick.
Yes.
And now you are sick.
Yes.
And now we're recording.
We are. And you got sick. Perfect timing. Friday. Yeah. After we recorded already. And now you sound perfectly fine. You don't feel 100%, but you sound perfectly
See, fine. I'm that dedicated. I time my sicknesses around our recording schedule.
I tried to sabotage it. I did.
That's what I do. So yeah, so I don't know if I sound sick because I still am, but I think you sound it because you still are.
Yeah, I'm like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So dedication.
So here we are.
Yeah.
We're recording.
And Merry Christmas.
This is actually a Christmas kind of Halloweenish episode.
I mean,
split-ish.
If that's how you want to...
Christmas house, Halloween house.
Make yourself feel better about it.
Yeah. And then I think we'll do one more Christmas episode and wrap it up. Because okay. Then it's Royal Rumble.
Yes.
So we got two more for you.
Oh, but I actually want to talk about that. But not now.
What do you want to talk about?
The Rock.
He's back.
I will say, okay, just this and then that's it. Then we got to get into it. Then it's true Christmas. But you just said that and now I can't not say it. It was the first time... In a long time, I have to think about the last time that I felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even him coming back, but him finally after, I don't know, 2 years of teasing it. Not him teasing it, just the fans teasing it.
Right.
He finally was like, yeah, I'm coming for you, Reigns.
Did you just say, like, finally The Rock has come back?
I caught myself saying it as I was saying it, yeah.
Yeah, so he did tease that he's going for the head of the table.
Yeah, he said, and I called it. As
You did, you did.
He was like, oh, I'm looking to go out to eat. And I was like, table, head of the table.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, should I sit at a booth? I was like, Greg is going to say table. He's going to say head of the table.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, I told you. And I was like, okay, it's wrestling, Alex. Calm down. So even myself, I get a little, I turn into AKA Mark at times.
That's my middle name.
It is.
So for those of you who are here for the Christmas house and do not care about wrestling.
Sorry.
We apologize.
Blame Greg because he just said Royal Rumble and it made me think of that.
Yeah, but The Rock back in wrestling. So.
Our little mini minute long or however long that which just was segment is done.
And we'll talk way more about that come out of Royal Rumble episode.
That's a little sneak peek.
On January 26th because the Royal Rumble is on the 27th.
Yes.
So we'll do our predictions and who we think is going to win and be in the Rumble and all that. But we'll save that. That's another time for another episode later this month. But right now, we do want to give an episode to Christmas House.
We do. We love this place.
We went and we are.
Christmas House Long Island is the one we went to.
Total fans.
Yes.
And so are the girls.
Oh my goodness. It's like, it's so funny. A couple of things we did this year, I'm like, this is a tradition. Like, it has to be for as long as they want to stick around, we will be there.
Right. Yes. And not only are they sticking around, but they're looking to expand.
Yes. It's amazing.
We spoke a bit to Mike, and he said they're looking to sell franchises.
Yeah.
So if any of you guys out there interested in Christmas house, Halloween house, and who knows what other houses they're going to build in the future.
You never know.
Now's the time. Yeah. Now's your chance. So I don't know details, but if you guys are interested in buying a franchise of that, we get 10%.
Yes, that's how it works. It's in the fine print.
Yes. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool. Again, I don't know details about that, but if you really are interested, we can link you up with them over there, and you guys can talk.
It's a lot of fun. We're going to talk about it right now if you've never been there.
Yeah.
If you have been there, you know it's just a very immersive experience, whether you went to the Halloween house or you went to the Christmas house.
Yeah, and we went to, how many Halloween houses have we gone to?
Oh my goodness.
Three, four?
I think so. If you're starting from like last year.
Well, we went, I think, two years ago.
Well,
remember the first one we went to?
Yeah, the girls were walking though, so it had to be last year. Like last year, I mean like 2022.
Yeah? Okay, maybe.
They were walking.
All right.
So.
Wow, it feels like longer than that.
Please, because we do so much with these children. Yeah. Gotta keep them busy.
Do you remember the first one we went to though?
Yes.
It was like,
it almost looked like storefronts.
Yeah, it was just a straight line of houses.
Well, yeah, it was like rooms, and you went in the door of one room, came out, went to your left or whatever way you were. Yeah, it was to the left, into the next.
It's funny, for the Halloween house, I liked that setup.
Because it almost went, because we didn't know what it was, so I was like, oh, it's like you're trick-or-treating.
Yes, that's the feeling I got. It was like you're trick-or-treating one house to the next. Uh-huh. But then it's weird, the Christmas house, I kind of like this setup of...
I feel like because Christmas house, it's like you want to be in it. Like you want to be...
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like it's not you're going to it, you want to be a part of it.
That makes sense.
Does it? I hope
it does. Yeah, it does. Okay. Because the Halloween house way that we said we liked, it's like rooms that you go in and out of. Like in and then out. And then back out to the same hallway. So it's like trick-or-treating. But the Christmas, that it really feels like you're immersed inside of it all. So let's break it down. The Christmas house in Long Island we went to.
Yes.
And I liked it better this year than other years.
Me too.
I did.
Yeah.
Not that other years were bad.
The only thing I missed, I'll start off with it, I guess.
Okay.
The only thing I missed, it was one room last year, but I don't know if it was Long Island one. I think. I don't know. No, it was Long Island. Because we went with your brother and that he's
in Long
Island.
No, you know what it was? It was a different Long Island mall.
Okay. All right.
That's what it was.
There you go. So we went to that one and they had this one... area, room, whatever you want to call it. And it had like Santa and the reindeer and all that. And
yes. Cool. I remember that.
I'm a big big Santa mark.
Yeah. True. Yeah. And it was like a big Christmas tree in
room also.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But,
and the Santa was talking, right?
I don't remember.
I think, or dancing or something. I do remember.
He
yes.
moving. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
But I'm not saying that I didn't like this year. I actually like this year even better.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one thing. I was like, aw.
Yeah. You know, it's funny too that I kind of liked that we went to the Halloween house there in the Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Same location, same mall, same store.
Right.
Then we went to the Christmas house and the rooms were set up like the same way, but designed totally different.
Oh my God, it was so cool how they took away all the Halloween and just threw up Christmas all over the place.
Yeah, and then we went to one room with that they had the Chucky on the couch that. And I was like, oh, Chucky was there.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
Yeah,
Mike Myers was there.
Uh-huh. So it was funny to kind of like pinpoint where the Halloween stuff was.
Yes. My favorite is Chucky like under the bed.
Yeah.
Under the couch.
And then there was the one room with like the screen with like the zombies coming. Yep. But that was like the big mailbox that you're at Letter Santa.
Yes.
But yeah, so there's I think 10 rooms, I think they say.
Okay.
And each one is themed Christmas.
Yes.
So there was, they seem to always have like a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah,
that seems to be like a constant.
Yes.
Just because it's
a classic.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And there's always like a blockbuster
I love that.
Scene.
Yeah. I hope they never, ever, ever. Like I want them to do a blockbuster house. Like where you're walking through Blockbuster. That's what I want. Give me like
that'd be cool.
90s Friday night. You're going to Blockbuster with your family. Bring back Blockbuster. How about that? No one would go. Yeah. Would it make good money? Blockbuster.
Yeah.
But imagine like Blockbuster has to like take yourself back to the 90s.
Right.
I feel like kids today too, which is crazy. I just saw something. When we were growing up, right? We're like, oh, there's a party. It's 70s themed. And our parents are like, oh my God, we're that old.
Yeah.
There's 90s themed parties now.
I know.
So it's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
90s are what's up. So if they had like a 90s house, that might be pretty cool.
I don't know why you spend hours and hours and hours in Blockbuster just looking like.
And it's so funny.
I don't know why.
Every Friday or every time we went, same movies every time.
I know.
Every time.
And I would literally spend hours.
There
looking. It's crazy.
But you know what's funny is we'd either go to the one from Staten Island. We'd either go to the one in New Dorp. But a lot of the times we'd go to the one by you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I always went to the one by me.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's funny because that was the only time we went in that neighborhood. So it's funny to think like we may have been there at the same time.
It's possible.
Maybe you stole Billy Madison from me. Because that's always what we got.
Do you remember the model that was in the VHS tapes?
The model?
The model. Motto.
Oh, motto. Yeah, because you yeah, mind. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm like, model?
No.
Motto, motto, yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Funny.
Yeah. And I would always try to get like Raisinettes or some kind of candy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they closed and we went?
I do.
That's how long we've known each other. That we were there for the closing. Yeah. But Blockbuster Room is always one of my favorite rooms.
Yeah.
It's what I'm trying to get at.
Everyone.
Yes. It's so much fun. And I always look to see what movies are on the shelves.
And yeah. And they had all these Christmas themed movies.
Yes.
And Jingle All the Way and a Winnie the Pooh one. Yeah,
so. Yeah. Even some that weren't Christmas themed, but were like wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then if you open up the box, the VHS tapes were actually in it. That's crazy. I was like, crazy.
Oh my goodness, will they sell this to me?
Yeah.
Like a VH. I mean, although we probably have most of the ones we would want. But yeah, it's really cool. I also like that in the room that was like a living room, they had, it was like the way they had a nod to all horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nod to a lot of Christmas movies. They had the leg lamp. They had Buzz's girlfriend.
Yes, yes, Wolf, yes, yes.
Picture, which I feel like not a lot of people
would pick up on that. You
don't
think?
I feel like our generation would.
Do you know what I read about that Buzz's girlfriend? I don't know if it's true.
I think you told me this already. But
yeah. That it was a boy wearing a wig.
Yeah, I think you told me that.
But I mean, it could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely
I hope
could be.
So, just because if it's a real girl, it's like, oh, you know.
Well, that's why they said that they used a boy.
They didn't want,
that's with the
nice.
Wig on, yeah.
I guess.
That's funny. But yeah, they did have a lot of nods to to Christmas movies in there.
They had,
Christmas they had Story. Turbo Man.
They had Turbo Man.
Yeah.
The same one that we have.
We sure do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But ours is the real Turbo Man.
It is.
Right.
Yes, because I took it from Sinbad himself.
Right. You stole it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I like that. I love my Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I like about the Halloween house, Christmas house too, and at least the way this is designed, is that it's in the mall and we've seen it where it's like a line to get in.
Right.
And I feel it's strange. It's kind of like Haunted Mansion in Disney World, how you can go at one point and it's 45-minute wait.
Yes.
And go later and it's a walk-on.
Right.
It's so hit
it
or miss.
It gets like rushes of people.
Yeah.
I feel like because people are like, oh, we'll go before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner.
Yeah.
When we first get, like, I don't know. I just feel like people, mall-wise, do things at the same time.
Yep.
You know?
And I know you can go on the website and purchase, like, pre-tickets.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I also like VIP tickets where you can, like, skip the line.
Right.
But also, like, if you have the time and you go in, it's a long line,
right.
You're in the mall. You can go shopping.
Yes,
you can
that's
grab
true.
Something to eat and be like, oh, let's check it back later.
Right.
And hope the line dies down a bit and catch at a time where it's not so busy.
Right.
And I would assume, like, weekdays a little less crazy
and,
you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And if you catch on, like, a off-peak time, you can really get the rooms really to yourself.
Yes, yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which... even if it is busy, like, people kind of respect the fact
they
that, like...
they do. Like, they kind of won't come in the room until you're
done. Until you're done, yeah.
And then, like, if you're in a room, you won't stay there so long.
Right, right.
What we do, though, like, if our girls, like, loved a room, we'd be like, all right, let's leave, let the next family go, and then we'll go back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When there's not anyone in there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Even if it's, like, 20 minutes later.
Right.
Before we leave, we'll be like, all right, let's run them back really quick.
Yeah, although it is kind of designed as, like, a one-way path.
It is.
But you can... like,
you shouldn't
maybe sneak back.
But
quick
if you have kids that are obsessed, sorry.
Yeah. And we did actually go, it was 2 days after Christmas.
Right.
So I feel like the rush, there were still people there.
There were.
But I feel like it was
wasn't
the rush
mobbed,
was,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was the hype of Christmas was over.
Unfortunately. It's
thankfully.
Never over in my mind. Actually,
but
it is.
Here we are still doing it. And it's like, what are we doing here? But here we are. And we're doing it.
I'll put my tree
and
right
I just
back
don't
up.
Know what we're doing here. But we're doing it. So another room that I enjoyed, it was that like movie theater screen.
Yes.
With like camp out chairs.
Oh, wait. Can I say one thing?
Sure. Cut me off.
I'm sorry, but it kind of goes to that.
Do it.
I was going to say what was playing, but so when you started, they let you know that in each room, there was a Buddy the Elf hidden or something elf related hidden in each room. So it was like a scavenger hunt that I loved. I'm like, did you just challenge me? Like, competition?
Yeah.
I'm in. And I'm pretty sure I found it in every single room. I pointed it out in every single room. And in this room that you're talking about, Alice is playing on the screen.
Yes. I just got way too distracted by everything else in the room to even like try to remember to find that elf.
That's, listen.
I was just too distracted. Focused. Yeah. And then they also had like trivia questions throughout rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I thought that room was really cool because you could have literally spent like
the whole entire time there.
Oh my goodness.
Like the whole movie.
Yeah, you could have sat on the camp. And there was a family actually that sat there.
They were laying there for a very long time. Yeah, they were.
Like a very long time.
Yeah, but that's nice though.
Like they might still be there. I don't know. Sure, yeah. They really might. I kind of like, I mean, I didn't really care because we had the girls and they were running around and stuff and going from room to room, but I kind of wanted to sit a little bit, but I don't think we could have anyway.
Right.
And those people were just not getting up. They were like, nope.
And we did not want to bring our tornado kids in that room while these people were trying to enjoy the movie.
Uh-huh. But I like that. They had that for the Halloween house too, and I'm glad they kept it for Christmas. Yeah,
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And it goes for both because like Halloween, it's like, oh, it's like, oh, you can get killed at a drive-in movie theater.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Isn't that what you want?
It's like a campsite.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this one, it's like, oh, you can sit in the snow. I mean, not in the snow because that'd be cold, but you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. And right outside that room, right before it, was that big light tunnel.
Yes. So you walk in and it's this big light tunnel, like you said. It's like archways with all lights. And you walk on it. And was it on glass?
It used to be glass, but like a platform. Yeah. Like a platform thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know 1 year it was.
Yeah, it's like a reflecting platform. And then platform. At
the beginning of it, they had a mirror if you like stand and look in. So you can go in the tunnel, look in the mirror, hold your phone up, and take a picture.
Brilliant.
So it was so easy. You'd have to like wait for somebody to be like, hey.
Genius.
Right?
Crazy. All the light tunnels we've seen, and we've seen a lot.
A lot.
Never saw a mirror like that set up.
No, that's so smart. It's so simple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very clean mirror.
It was.
I thought that. I'm like, there's no fingerprints or anything on that mirror. I thought
that's funny. Yeah.
Not that I saw, at least.
Yeah. So it definitely was very convenient and easy to take a picture in the light tunnel. Even though there are workers walking around and they're very nice and they'll take pictures as many as you want and whatever rooms you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just nice that you're able to do that. And you know what it is sometimes when like a worker or another person is like, oh, like, can you take a picture of us? Like, yeah. And you kind of like feel bad, ask them to take like, I'll take another one,
One more.
Now with the mirror, you could just take as many as you want. Right. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
So.
And right before that was the room you said earlier. It was where you can write your letter to Santa and mail it.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, they had a big chalkboard with a bucket of chalk.
Yes.
And of course, one of our girls takes the bucket, puts it on her arm like a pocketbook.
Yeah.
So it's walking out. I'm like, hello. You know, this isn't all for you, right? She wasn't happy.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's still there, but on that chalkboard, it said anything goes with a heart.
We actually posted it.
Yeah.
It was Merry Christmas, then a heart, and inside the heart, I wrote, I don't know who wrote.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Santa wrote.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are way jumping out of order from room to room.
But yeah, we are. We're all over the place. Yeah.
That's okay. So jumping out of order again.
Yeah.
I think one of our favorite rooms collectively, all of us. The last room.
I loved the last room.
Yeah.
To me, that was like, back in the day, I would go outside and my neighbor's yard was set up like this and we would just run around and throw snow, and that's exactly what it reminded me of.
Yeah. So they had a snow machine.
They did. So you walk in and to the left, it looks like there's a house.
Mm-hmm.
And during Halloween, that is like a trick-or-treat house, which is pretty cool. So you walk in and it has blow-ups and it looks like there's snow on the ground. There's little games for you to play. Throw like a fluffy cotton snowball through like holes and like a thing, a wooden thing. And then at the end of this, kind of, there's a big snow machine that they turn on, and it's a blast.
Yeah. Gotcha. I see.
A snow blast.
Yeah. Awesome. But I like that it was a big open room.
Yeah.
And you were able to like dance around the snow and run around and have a snowball fight.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it was in the first room,
First room, or it was in a very small room.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of us that went last time, and it... I remember, no, it might have been the last one, because I remember, like, no, it was the first one, first room, and we were all in there, and it's going, and then at one point, we're all like, I can't really breathe good, like, we, like, tasted it, and it was like,
I
don't even want to tell the story about when I decided it was a good idea to buy a snow machine and try to set it up in our house, in our living room, when we had babies, like, they weren't even one yet, like, they were babies. So I'm telling the story. I didn't want to, but
obviously. Do it.
And I remember I set it up on a table, kind of, in the corner of our living room, thinking, I don't have to read the instructions. Turn it on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this top piece off, because why would they have, like, a cover on it? Yeah, that cover was there to, like, make the snow come out, like, bubbles, like snow.
And to protect us.
Right. So I didn't.
Harmful chemicals.
Yeah. So I took it off, and it just blew out, like, this, not gas, but it was like a. Yeah, like, you couldn't see it. You just smelt it. And I literally told you, it was cold out. I'm like, just bring the girls in the other room, bring them outside, breathe fresh air. I threw the thing like in the box outside.
Yeah, we had to, like, open windows. Yeah,
it was bad. I mean, it was a good thought. It was very, very poorly executed. Now we have bubble ones for them, and that's enough.
There you go. Yeah, but legit ones, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like Disney ones, but not Disney ones, yeah, because we're not paying $40 for bubble ones. That's gonna break.
Yeah. But Christmas house.
Christmas house.
So snow. It is closed now.
Oh, for yes.
The year. And
but
the
not
season.
In our hearts.
No, but it will be back. And it is like photo op galore.
Oh, it's like...
It's see, made
this is
for
why,
that.
I mean, I just love going. Okay, obviously, we take pictures of our kids running through it and all that stuff. But to me, I just like being in it. But this day and age, Instagram, all this stuff, it is made for it. Like, yeah. It is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious if, like, social media wasn't a thing, if this would still have existed. You know, I wonder if, like, I would like to think it would.
Like, I would still like it as much.
Right. But I wonder maybe, how many other people would.
I feel like people with kids, young kids would like it because kids don't care about any of that stuff. Yeah. They just like going and having a good time. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think when they first made it, it was, come here, we have all these rooms.
Oh,
yeah. You can take great pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have fun. Because it was always, like, games and interactive stuff, too.
But. Yeah. Yeah, and even now, during the Halloween house, they had, like, the beer pong.
Yes, yes.
Room. It's, like, the neon glow in the
dark.
Well,
they had that this time, too. It was, like, wasn't there, like, sand?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, it was, yeah.
Which I hate sand. That's just, not even in here. I hate, like, the beach.
Yeah.
So, to me, I was, like, we stayed there for a little bit, but I'm, like, all right, sand, like, I don't know.
And then they had the, I don't know what it's called, but it's the rope
with the little... with the little hook, not hook, I'm sorry, with the little ring at the end.
So yes.
You have to kind of swing it or drop it to land it on the hook.
Yeah, which it's possible, but it's so very hard.
Do you remember we went to like a dude ranch when we got married.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not for our honeymoon, but just like a, let's get away before our honeymoon, uh-huh. It was months later.
Yeah.
And we went, and funny, I had no voice then. And... Which was that? It's that really was your honeymoon.
That was it.
But they had one there, like a legit one, like a big.
Yeah, and we spent lots of time, and we did. We wound up landing.
Yes, we each did it.
Yeah,
we figured out like the.
Yeah, you got to kind of go like sideways a bit. Yeah.
Right.
But it's a fun thing, and you can buy it and build it yourself.
It's funny. We were gonna buy it. We were like, where would we?
I know where we hang it from, but yeah. It's a fun little game to play. And they have it there at the Christmas house.
They do.
So, yeah. I'm definitely curious what else they're going to add in the future.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like they have their set rooms.
Yes.
And then they change things around. But it's like, I wonder what they can add and do. And I don't know. It's like...
You know, it'd be really cool. But I guess it depends on the location. They should have Halloween. Now I'm talking about. Sorry. I mean, I guess you can kind of make it Christmas too if you do Jack Skeleton. But they should get those, what is it, 12-foot? They should have a room with all, like, 12-foot skeletons. And
that would be cool.
Yeah, the scarecrow, right?
Yeah.
Don't they have a scarecrow?
Mm-hmm.
And the werewolf. And you just walk in and it's all, like,
that's funny.
Surrounding you.
Oh, they had actually, the werewolf was on the outside.
Yes, the first time outside we went, store. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that how we were like, we love this thing?
Yeah. Yes, and then we wound up buying it ourselves.
We did.
Yeah.
So
they did have that werewolf, yeah.
Yeah.
Just on the outside, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then they have the Harry Potter room.
Yes.
That people love. I don't mind Harry Potter, but I'm not obsessed like other people are.
Oh, but I can only imagine people who are obsessed walking into that room.
And I feel like every time I went in that room, there was somebody in there taking pictures.
Yes,
like,
every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do always add like a little something different to it. Like they do change it a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or each one is different.
Right. I don't know if we hit every room, like if we spoke about every room, but I feel like we got a lot of them.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that big mailbox room, you can write letters to Santa and mail them out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they really made it very Christmassy.
Of course. That's very much. Why it's called Christmas House.
Yeah.
Oh, before you go in, actually, there's a person, a worker, who's there, and they say, oh, do you mind sitting right here and taking a picture? Or standing? And it's like, it's almost like Santa's, well, no, it's like a like a bench kind of thing, and it's all decorated with like Christmas trees and all that stuff, and you can sit, take a picture, and then you go in.
Yeah, and then that first room also, like when you actually enter the first room.
It's the Jack Skeleton room.
Yeah, but they had a girl there reading tarot cards and stuff.
Yeah.
And actually the Halloween house, Mike did it at the end.
He did. That was fun.
Yeah. I like that. Something different. So, you know? Yeah. It just adds the experience and makes it longer. It's like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. How long would you say the average person or people spend walking through? I have a number in my head.
I would say like 35 minutes.
Okay.
35.
Right. I'd say close, 40 minutes. Close to 10 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. Figure if you're in each room for like 10 minutes.
10 rooms. There's 10 rooms.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah. So, if you spend 6 minutes in each room, that's an hour.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, right?
I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I'll go with that.
Except those other people who spent an hour just sitting watching a movie.
Hey. I guess they got their money's worth.
Uh-huh.
Movie and an experience.
Right. But if you spend 10 minutes in each room, that's an hour and 40 minutes.
If they like love Elf, then to them, this was like the greatest Christmas house ever. You know?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say at least an hour.
Yeah. I'd say like if it's just like two younger people just going through it, like maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah. No, right. Yes.
Because they can be quicker with the kids.
Yeah.
To like enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Although that Blockbuster room, you could really.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if the girls weren't with us, we would stay in that room.
Really, yeah, because I would have really wanted to look at every single movie they had.
Me too.
Uh-huh. We kind of had to scan through it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have that one room. It's weird. It's like the ramp.
Yes, where it's like if you go in the back corner, you look small. If you come to the front corner, you look big. And
yeah. Uh-huh. So, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm really interested to see what they do in the future with it.
Me too.
And I wonder what other kind of houses they can build throughout the year. An Easter house. They can do an Easter house.
They can.
They definitely can.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And that last room, they could have like a big Easter bunny. Like, what is Easter bunny? Like candy?
Yeah, candy.
Candy? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Eggs. Like Easter eggs with candy in it.
Oh, yeah. Like an Easter. Well, they could like hide Easter eggs in each room. Like they did with the.
With the Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be cool. I would go to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to anything, pretty much.
Yeah, we pretty much will.
We do. We love it. We love this stuff.
We do.
So, have an Easter house.
Do it.
And then we got to think of one more. Easter house.
What about, like, summer? Christmas house. Like, vacation house. Like
vacation
house?
You
know, like, different vacations.
No, what's that called? It's not, like, summer. Not a vacation house. Beach house?
A beach house. But then it's all sand.
Yeah,
don't do that to
me. It's not beach house. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, vacation. Like, different vacations.
Okay.
Disney. That's the only place the girls think people
that's
go.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, any plane they see in the sky flying.
If you say, ask them.
Yeah, where's that plane going? Disney. Every single one. Yeah. So, all right. Again, unfortunately, it is closed for the season with Christmas House, but who knows? They might be back sooner, but they'll definitely be back for Halloween.
Yes.
And then again for Christmas.
Yep.
So, they'll be back. We'll be back.
I will say, sorry, last thing. Easter House, I really think that would be a big thing.
Yeah.
Because the Easter egg hunts in our area
are
like the biggest things now.
Yes.
Like, I feel like we had kids at the right time. Unless this always happens. Like, I guess it was always a thing, like the trunk or treat. I can't stand them. I'm like so over them.
Well, I think that was more of a COVID thing than.
It was, anything. Right?
Yeah.
But now that's like a thing. They have that everywhere.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
And now, like, the Easter egg hunt, you go, there's one in a township near us, kind of. And the way they have it set up is, like, great. But it's packed, and they have to have it scheduled. Like, okay, kids age 1 through 3 at this time, 4 through 6 at this time.
Right, yeah.
Because it gets so crowded.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like Easter House would really do good, because I feel like people are into that.
I think so.
And it's like, oh, Easter, the nice weather's right there.
Yeah. Which is pretty much the nice weather is, yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah. What do you think of a 4th of July house? And each room, they just set off fireworks every room you walk
that
into.
That would be very loud.
all right, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll talk to Mike, see if they have anything else in store and in mind for the future. Okay. Maybe you can, like, do some breaking news on your Anything Goes podcast. I love breaking news.
Breaking Bad room? Do a Breaking Bad house.
Oh, that'd be cool. They can do the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Well, is that the room? What room would you want out of the movie if... Walt's they had house. Do one scene. Yeah, his house.
Yeah, I've already been to Los Polos.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
The pop-up, remember that?
Mm-hmm. What about the laundromat?
Like the lab?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. But Walt's, like, living room would be cool.
But that'd be cool if they did a movie house.
Yeah.
And each room is a different, like a different scene from
like,
the movie.
Like a big movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like 10 top movies.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We're giving them ideas.
Yeah. We need to copyright that.
I hope so. I just wanted to do it so I can go to it.
Yeah. And then inside the movie house, they can have a Blockbuster scene.
It should start with Blockbuster.
It should start with Blockbuster.
You go in and you're like, huh, should I watch this movie? Well, here's a scene from it.
What movie was it? There's a movie. It's from years ago. But they bought a TV.
Poltergeist?
No, no. And every time they changed a channel, they got, like, sucked into the movie. Into
Is
the,
it like a Disney movie?
No. Oh, my goodness. I have to look it up right now.
Hold on. I don't know. People are probably like, it's this.
Yeah. No, it was, like, a big movie for the time. And then right. It's just no.
Yeah,
it died. Wait, movie.
I remember the concept of
with
it.
With TV controller.
Are you sure it was Disney?
No, definitely wasn't Disney.
Click?
No, and it's not Click. No.
I hated that movie.
No, definitely wasn't that. Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned.
From 1992.
Well, I remember.
That was it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, husband and wife are sucked into a hellish television set, must survive the gauntlet of twisted versions of shows.
Yes, I remember the cast.
In which they find themselves. Yes, they bought like a satellite TV.
What's his name?
Let's see.
It's okay.
No, we got it.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold, okay.
I thought of that on my own. I just want to let him
so,
know.
Yeah, he did. So Stay Tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they should do a Stay Tuned house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was big for like the year of 1992. Right. And by 1993, it was like nobody even heard of that movie ever again.
I was three, so.
Yeah. That's funny. Yes, that's the guy from
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
That's actually, they were both in a movie. It was it Tom Arnold?
Yeah. No, John Ritter.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Tom Arnold from, if you ever saw the movie Bully, I think it's called, with the two of them. That's actually like kind of like weird movie.
John Ritter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I kind of want to watch it now.
Yeah. I remember it being very like...
weird.
Yeah. But again, I was like really young when I watched
it.
Well,
it's in the 90s, so.
Yeah. But wow. So yeah, they should do that. A Stay Tuned house.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would really understand.
No, but a Blockbuster house where you go in, you're a Blockbuster, and then you go through the rooms because you're in the movies that you're looking to rent.
Right. Uh-huh. That'd be cool.
That would be really cool. Yeah. I hope they listen and do this.
Well, they're going to listen. I just don't know if they'll actually do it. I mean, they'll listen to the episode, and then they'll be like, yeah, that's why we own this stuff and we don't, because you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Like, no one will come to that.
But true. If they do, remember that 10% we spoke about?
It's legal. It's here. There's an agreement.
This is a binding contract.
Yes, sorry. What? Oh, but you agreed?
No,
okay.
just do it so we can come and enjoy
it.
That's all we ask.
That's it.
Yeah. So, all right. So we'll leave it with that.
Yes, that's it.
That's how we're
Easter and Blockbuster.
There you go. So, all right. Well, anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah. I think we covered it all.
I think there was something else I wanted to talk about, but it'll come to me and we'll talk about it whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we talk about what we did New Year's? We did. Yes. Okay. That was last week.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I don't even remember. What are we in? January still?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Longest month of the year.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Hit us up. Let us know. We, as always, love to hear from you guys and girls. And it's...
And we have Story of the Year back-to-back nights this weekend.
Yeah, we do. We're going
Saturday. Just stay away from me because I might still be sick.
Yeah. We're going Saturday in New Jersey at Starland Ballroom to see Story of the Year. Doing their 20th year anniversary of Page Avenue.
Yes.
And then we're going Sunday night in New York City, Times Square.
Yep.
So, yeah. Speaking of 92 and all that stuff, but we're already seeing 20 year anniversary tours of albums of us growing up, so.
Of us that we remember.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I totally remember like the release of the album, and 20 years later we're still going to see it.
Oh my god.
So that's our weekend.
But isn't it crazy, like 2000 is like 5 years ago?
Yeah. All right, I don't want to talk about this.
Oh my God, I was 24.
So thank you all for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it. As always.
Yes.
I would say go check out Christmas House, but it's closed, but it'll be back along with East House and Movie.
Yes.
Blockbuster House.
Movie House, whatever you want to call it. That's on you.
So, all right. Well, that's it. Thank you all for listening. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
I am Alex.
All right. So, thank you all for listening. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.